With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, The First Step to Redemption, and it's our special podcast for Tisha B'Av of 5780, this year, 2020. I want to share a parable with you. It's not a real story, but it could be, and it conveys an important idea that teaches a lot about bringing a Mashiach and the Geula, the full redemption of the Jewish people and the whole world. The story goes like this. A group of friends once made a trip together. On the way to their destination, they saw someone standing with a backpack on a crossroads. Well, a few days later, on their way home, they encountered the same person with a backpack standing at the same crossroads in the hot sun. Well, the group asked the backpacker, "Why are you standing here?" The backpacker said, "It was hitchhiking." He says, "I want to go to Jerusalem." He says, "I'm waiting for a ride." And they asked, "How long have you been waiting?" "We've been waiting more than a week. I'm camped out here by the side of the road." Well, they laughed. Guess what? Jerusalem is only a one-day walk from here. If you've already started walking, you could have been there seven times already. So many of us want to change, yet we expect it to happen automatically with no effort on our part. Life doesn't work that way. An old Hebrew expression says even a journey of 1,000 kilometers begins with the first step. Well, what does that have to do with Tisha B'Av? Well, the Yerushalmi Gemara in Tractate Yoma, page 5a, says that a generation that fails to build the Holy Temple is as if it destroyed the Holy Temple. Well, people think that's a pretty stiff Gemara, and it's pretty severe. Well, let's see if that's true. Well, the Babylonian Gemara in Tractate Yoma 9b says that the generation of the Second Temple was very learned in Torah and exacting in mitzvah observance. The Gemara even says that they engaged in charitable deeds and chesed. Despite all that, the Second Temple was destroyed because of sinas chinam, of baseless hate. Well, the first diaspora only lasted for 70 years. This was the period between the destruction of the first Holy Temple and Shivat Zion, the return to Zion and the rebuilding of the second Holy Temple. And these 70 years was an atonement for the three most terrible sins in the Torah, that these led to the destruction of the first Holy Temple, and their idolatry, bloodshed, and debauchery. Now, according to the Gemara in Tractate Sanhedrin 74a, these are the three worst sins in the Torah, which a person must give his own life up rather than violate them. Yet the generation of the first temple was punished for 70 years only. 70 years! And look at the second temple. There was none of the three. There was no debauchery and no bloodshed, no idolatry. On the contrary, people were super observant and they were learned too. They all knew Torah. Yet, since the destruction of the second temple, we've been in diaspora for almost 2,000 years. The same exile in diaspora, with inquisitions and pogroms and holocausts and pandemics on the way. Now, is that fair? Where's the proportionality? That doesn't seem to be proportionate. We're still part of this prolonged exile and the diaspora that started almost 2,000 years ago? Well, let's ask ourselves, why is the punishment in subsequent exile, the second temple, already 30 times worse than the first? And it's not even over yet. When the generation of the second temple, people hated each other. Sure, they fed the poor, and they built luxurious mikvahs and study halls, and they educated the orphans, but they were jealous of each other, and they spoke lashon hara, evil speech and slander, day and night. Comes along the Gemara in Tractate Arachin 15b and tells us that lashon hara, evil speech, it's just as bad as idolatry, bloodshed, and debauchery all put together. Even worse, the Gemara in Yerushalmi in Tractate Peah says that those who speak evil are punished in this world and in the next, and their punishment is no less severe than the punishment for the three nasty sins that one should die rather than violate. It's therefore easy to understand why we're still in diaspora. Our generation is still full of lashon hara and sinas chinam, the slander and the intramural hate that destroyed the second temple. So we can realize what the Gemara means when it says that a generation that fails to build the Holy Temple is as if it destroyed the Holy Temple. Hashem won't rebuild the temple another time and let it be destroyed again. No, he won't do that. As long as the core sin is still there, confront against Mashiach and the Holy Temple. We therefore have to get rid of the core sin. A person called me this week and he was really upset. He told me that his boss is so mean to him, so cruel, that he's become constantly nervous and he needs pills to get through the day and he's lost his joy in life. Well, I asked him, did you ever try sitting down with the boss and discussing what he doesn't like, discussing the ill treatment? the individual told me that it won't help because the boss treats all his workers like that. So I asked him, well, isn't there a local rabbi that has some kind of influence on your boss, that you're the rabbi of your boss's shul or his community? And maybe you could talk to that rabbi, your boss's rabbi, and try and influence him. He's got influence, because usually people listen to their spiritual guides and obey him. Well, he told me that no one will believe him because his boss gives millions of dollars to charity. And all the organizations and all the shuls, they think he's an angel. Well, this is the type of thing that went on in the Second Temple. People would fund yeshivas and koilim, but they'd murder their employees and their competitors. Anyone you ask will say that they await Mashiach and Gula. Sure, yes, somebody, are you waiting for Mashiach? Of course I am. Are you waiting for the Gula? Yeah. Do you want Beis HaMikdash? Of course I do. Are you willing to come to Jerusalem? Yeah, as soon as Mashiach comes, I'll come. Yeah, everybody says that. Well, we're awaiting the rebuilding of the Holy Temple once and for all. But let's ask ourselves, have we taken the first step to bring Mashiach? Have we done the very first thing to reduce Lashon Hara or the Sinas Chinam, the intramural hate in the world? How many groups within Judaism carry a flag of hate, turn hate into ideology? For one group, it's a mitzvah to hate Zionist Jews. For another group, it's a mitzvah to hate non-Zionist Jews. A third group comes along and they hate people who wear a different style kippah than they do. A fourth group hates all Jews that wear kippahs, while a fifth group hates all Jews who don't wear kippahs. Well, all these groups, they don't call it hate. They call it hashkofa, outlook, ideology. They've got all these fancy names for it. Well, how can Hasidim get along with Litvaks if Hasidim can't get along with each other? I could go on and on, but this is really distasteful. I don't like talking bad things about our people, but it's a lot easier to sit on the floor and to cry and lament with tearful eyes about the destruction of our Holy Temple and the calamities that have befallen our people than it is to commit to refrain from saying anything derogatory about a fellow human being. Well, this Tisha B'Av, yeah, we're going to cry, we're going to say Lamentations, and we're going to read Megillas Eicha, but this Tisha B'Av, I want to take a new step. I'm not going to wait for anyone else, but you're more than welcome to join me. I ask Hashem to help me avoid saying or writing anything uncomplimentary about a fellow human, much less a fellow Jew. I'm not even talking about derogatory. I'm something that's not complimentary. I ask Hashem that not a single syllable of slander or evil speech should appear in my blog or podcast or anything else that I write or speak, even think. I ask Hashem, help me so that I don't perpetuate the exile in the diaspora. I want Mashiach, Hashem. I do want redemption. My close friends, they too want it. We all want the ingathering of the exiles in our rebuilt Holy Temple. So Hashem, help us take this first step. And help all my wonderful brothers and sisters that they're surely joining me. Show us your mercy, Hashem, and your miraculous salvation, and bring us all home to our rebuilt Holy Temple and the glory of your holy presence in Zion speedily in our days. Amen. Blessings for an easy and meaningful fast. God bless.